Let's begin, though, with what's on the show. Tonight, we're going to cover the brand new product unveiled by Apple today that is going to go up against Alexa. It's essentially a home machine that will answer all your questions. Also, a major battle brewing between General Motors and an activist investor there. It's going to be culminated tomorrow as the investors in the company are going to vote on it, and shareholders are going to make this major vote. We'll talk about where the two directions might be that the company's going. Let's begin tonight, though, with the biggest news in the Lansing area. Three Michigan State University football players are now facing sexual assault charges in connection with a January on-campus incident involving a female student. The attorney representing this student is Karen Truskowski. She's an attorney with the Temperance Legal Group. Karen, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Good evening, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, and this goes back to January. Does it usually take 6 months to have charges filed?
Well, as you've asked me that before, Mike, it seems like it was a long time. Does it typically take that long? Sometimes it does. It seems like it took a long time, I think, because there was a lot of focus on this case and people were watching it, and so that seems why it took a lot of time, but they were just dotting their I's and crossing their T's, essentially, to make sure that the charges were appropriate and that they had a solid foundation for their case.
Is it because they're football players at MSU? Is that why?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think they would have done, the police department and the prosecutor's office would have done the same type of investigation if they weren't football players. You know, that, I mean, certainly that might play a part of it, but what the investigation really had to do with something that would take place with any three individuals.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me a sense of what actually happened? What occurred back in January?
Well, I can't go into any great detail right now, but essentially this was at an on-campus party, and these three individuals assaulted my client in an apartment on campus.
Did she know them before that?
She knew one of the young men. The other two she did not know.
In terms of the charges, is this going to be first, second, third degree? What are you expecting?
I would say one or the other or both, but I can't speculate to that, but I would say one or the other.
Okay.
And possibly both.
Because I don't know exactly what happens. You get down to third degree, is that essentially touching somebody inappropriately? Is that right?
No. Actually, I don't want to be graphic, but one and three both involve penetration.
Okay. And is that what allegedly occurred here?
That probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know you've been in contact with the prosecutor. Did you anticipate this to happen then, that the charges would be filed?
I did not ever have any doubt that it would happen. It was just a question of when, and we are glad that this has finally happened so that my client can move on and this case can progress. Because as we discussed, it's gotten a lot of focus, so it does need to move to the next step. But I never doubted that the charges would be issued.
What does your client want to see happening at this point?
Well, you know, her biggest concern is that this doesn't happen to anybody else, and she wants this to be addressed appropriately. She wants these individuals to be, she wants them to assume responsibility for what they've done. And she wants to make sure that some things are put into place so it doesn't happen again, if that can be done. If the university can put some measures into place and other people just take notice of what the consequences are when you do something like
that. Did the players, have they acknowledged that they were with her that evening at this apartment?
Well, that I can't speak to that, but they haven't necessarily denied it.
We're talking to Karen Truskowski. She's the attorney representing the alleged victim in this case involving three MSU football players. What's going to happen tomorrow then?
The likelihood is that the arrests will come in the next day or two. I don't know any timing of that, but since the prosecutor has issued the press release and said that the charges have been issued, the next step will be for them to be arrested and then for them to be arraigned.
You've dealt with these cases, many of them in the past. What's the likelihood this will be somehow, there's going to be some kind of, an agreement made versus this going to trial?
Well, most cases do end up in some type of an agreement or settlement, but with the gravity of the charges that are coming, the number of people that are involved, it is possible that the defense attorneys may try to push this to trial. That is certainly a possibility. But in any case, the details of what happened and the difficulty for the person, of course, that's been the victim of the assault, putting them through a trial is often difficult. So it is certainly a major consideration to try and resolve it without going to trial.
Does she want to see these players put in jail, essentially?
She's not looking at it from that perspective, Mike. She's looking at it from what is fair and reasonable under the circumstances. And if the court determines that that's an appropriate thing to do, then she's okay with that. But it's not she's not sitting at home thinking, I want these three people in prison. That's not how she's looking at it. She just wants it to be addressed. She wants to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else and that their punishment be appropriate. But no, she doesn't want them to go and sit and rot in prison.
Is she still a student at MSU?
Yes, she is.
Okay. And she's an undergraduate student there?
Yes.
Okay. And she has no thoughts of leaving? I mean, she's going to stay and graduate from the university?
At this point, that is her wish, and that's what she wants to do, is finish out her bachelor's degree, her undergraduate degree at Michigan, mm-hmm. Michigan State, yes.
Is there likely going to be a civil case, too, to this?
On that, I'm not going to comment on, Mike. Okay. Not going to comment on that right now.
Do you do both the criminal and civil type cases, or?
Do I? No, yeah. I don't. I mean, I help my client deal with the criminal case, but from an advocate's position, but I don't do any criminal work myself, no.
Now, in a case like this, what would she face if she were to testify in court? What kinds of questioning do you imagine her facing?
Well, the first part of after they're arraigned, of course, there's a preliminary exam at the district court level where the prosecutor has to show that they have probable cause to proceed with the charges. And the defense attorneys would have an opportunity to question, they have the opportunity to question the accuser in any crime at that point and ask them, you know, what happened and cross-examine them. So that certainly is something that will probably happen there if there is a preliminary exam.
Mm-hmm.
They do certainly ask very pointed questions during that process.
Yeah, no, so she met them at this party, knew one of them, and then she went alone with the three of them to an apartment. Is that right?
No, she did not leave the apartment when she was there, no.
Okay.
She was at a party in this apartment and met the three young men there at the apartment.
So the party was at the apartment where the alleged assault occurred?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So there were other people. I mean, how many people were at the party, do you know?
Actually, Mike, I don't know. Okay. I do not have that information. I know there were other people there, but I don't know.
Were there witnesses that testified to this occurring? Anything like that?
My information is that there were other people that have information about what happened. Yeah, mm-hmm. But I don't have any details about that. They are not disclosing any of that information at this point.
Mm. If this were to go to trial, how long of a trial would this be, especially with three defendants?
Well, if you have three defendants in one trial and a number of witnesses, a week, 2 weeks, it could be quite a period of time, and there may be experts that they call in. So it could be a fairly lengthy trial.
Okay. Now, in terms of, I mean, it was 6 months to get the charges. So timeline-wise, at what point would the trial begin from today then?
Well, they are entitled to a speedy trial, but in this type of case, the defense attorneys and the prosecutor's office will be, you know, there'll be motions going back and forth, and it could take 6 months or longer to go to trial if that is what happens.
So you've got, I'm
sorry. Go ahead.
No, you've got three defendants, so one could decide to come to an agreement. The others could decide to go to trial. That kind of thing.
That is certainly an option. Yeah. And that is not out of the realm of possibilities.
Now, in your view, are they all, is the severity of the action, is it all equal to all three of them?
I would say no, not at this point. I mean, they're different people did different things and were involved in different ways. So I think that they probably have different levels of responsibility in what happened.
So you expect the charges to be different for all three, then, is that it?
That is definitely possible.
Was there one primary perpetrator?
That I can't speak to. That's something that the prosecutor has asked me not to disclose. One of the details that they're keeping to themselves at this point.
And the news is, just today, the Ingham County Prosecutor's Office has announced that three MSU football players will be facing sexual assault charges. Karen Truskowski, attorney Karen Truskowski, representing the alleged victim in this case. And she's with Temperance Legal Group. It's temperancelegalgroup.com. Karen, thank you very much for the update.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. Thank you very much.